Policy Administration Committee to order. I am Chair of the Committee, Dave Cortese from Santa Clara County, and let me confirm it, this committee still has a quorum here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2 on the agenda is a consent calendar. We have no request to pull items from consent. Is there a motion to move the consent calendar?
So moved.
Motion by Campos. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Bates. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, that item passes unanimously. Item 3 is resolution number 4083, statement of MTC investment policy. Brian, I know you're here. My understanding is there's really no substantive changes other than the addition of additional entities here. Maybe you can explain.
That's correct. That's the only change. We're just bringing it in under the authority to handle the money. And that's it.
Thank you. So that information is in the packets, the agenda packets. Does anybody have any further questions about the addition of those additional entities or other things they'd like to see changed? Seeing no comments or suggestions, so we can entertain a motion to move the item.
So moved.
It's moved as recommended by Campos, seconded by Bates. Further comments or questions? Any dissent? That carries unanimously. Thank you. Item 4, we have Brian here available to speak to this item as well. We're being asked to approve the amended budget that would be in the form of resolution number 4077, revised fiscal year 12-13 agency budget. The new budget, as I understand it, includes some additional carryover funds and grant funding. Brian, maybe you can explain that a little bit further, and then we can take up the item.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Mayhew. This is relatively routine. It's part of it is the carryover of funds that is the mismatch between the federal budget and ours. They're in October. We go to July to June. So that causes most of it. As you see in the graph, you see there's some carryover money from the federal government. There's also a change in the appropriation from the federal government. So you have a net reduction of last year's planning funds. Then we're going to bring in some new grants and a transfer. Those will match off against some new expenses and some shifted expenses. The end result is that when all of this is done, is about a $25,000 increase to the budget or reduction to what we were expecting to send into our reserves. If you go on, you can see on the attachment A is a list of carryover contracts. Now, here's what we do at MTC, and this is where it sort of shows itself. Grants and contracts associated with the grants are budgeted on a life-to-date basis. We actually can't spend money unless it's actually incorporated into a budget. So once a year, we have to bring these back and put them in. Our authorities and the resolutions allow us to do it, but we want you to know what we're carrying forward and what we're bringing in. So you see the $7 million there. There is a reduction if you've looked at the schedule, and it says in the memo that we had to, because we lost some of the federal funds, we've had to shift some of the staffing costs over directly to their project grants, and so you will see that there's a reduction in the salaries, which is why we did that to match the lowered grants and the planning funds. As I said, in the end, when it's all done, there's a slight reduction to the transfer or what we thought would be the surplus at the end of the year. And as of this stage, things look pretty good for the year coming out the way we had anticipated it.
Thank you. Thank you for that overview. Any questions, comments by members of the committee?
Comment, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Tom Bates from Alameda County Mayors. I'm wondering, the Kresge Foundation, I see they're giving us $85,700. Is that a one-time grant? Is that a ongoing grant?
Yeah.
It's for helping with the Joint Policy Committee, which congratulations for going out and soliciting the funds. And
right. I can answer that. Ann Flemmer, Deputy Director for Policy. This was a one-time grant from the Kresge Foundation to the Joint Policy Committee. It helps us fund the contract with Bruce Reardon to continue to do some work with resilience and adaptation planning for the region. And subject to completing that work, there may be an opportunity to reapply for funds for implementation.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments from the committee? We have no requests to speak on the item, so we can entertain a motion at this point.
So moved.
That's a move by Compo, seconded by Bates. Anything further? Seeing none. Any dissent? Hearing none, that item passes unanimously. And I believe that takes us to the end of our agenda. Oh, we do have a California Transportation Commission update. No, that is the next committee, so that's not my business. Get back to the right set of notes here. That does conclude the meeting if there's no other business. Again, we have no request to speak on items or on items not on the agenda, so we will adjourn to our next meeting, February 13th, 2013, 9:45 a.m., right here in this auditorium. Thank you.